Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Everywhere you turn, sometimes in the most unexpected places, you'll see a sign that says this product or that product is gluten-free. It is a major worry for wheat producers. Dr. Brett Carver, wheat breeder from Oklahoma State University, has represented the wheat industry in several national venues talking about the role of gluten in today's wheat. And he says a lot of the crazy claims regarding gluten simply have no basis in fact.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Some of the hysteria over gluten got all to a bad start. I mean, it was based on myths, essentially. You know, the primary myth being the gluten that we eat is or the protein that we eat, and most people don't even realize this protein that comes from wheat, is not healthy, or it's been changed. These are the common myths that are out there that just simply aren't true. Another one that's kind of related to that is our varieties now are so gluten-rich that our diet is being overwhelmed with gluten, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, in fact, I always say, you know, it's really a difficult proposition for us to improve yield and increase protein at the same time, protein being gluten. Mm-hmm. Protein content in our varieties hasn't changed because we're trying to keep it at a certain level. That's one myth that just has been difficult to demyth, mm-hmm. but we'll continue to do that. Also, the kind of gluten that's present in our varieties, you know, it's the same protein that has been present in the older varieties and then the ancestors that contributed to those older varieties. We really haven't introduced anything new. It's just a matter of rearranging, recombining, putting different gene combinations together. It's the same genes. It's just different combinations.
And of course, the issue is that some folks are backing away from wheat products because they're convinced that gluten-free somehow is better for them.
Right. And sometimes I wonder if this gluten tag goes along with or falls under the processed food umbrella. You know, for some reason, that connection was made somewhere way back, and I don't know how to break that connection. Again, except to say, you know, we just try to, you know, present the facts. You know, this is how the protein, how the gluten has come about in our wheat varieties today, and it really hasn't changed much compared to the old ancestors.
OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Meanwhile, in Missouri, a recount has confirmed the right to farm constitutional amendment that was voted on last month by Missouri voters did pass, although by a slightly smaller margin. Supporters of Amendment 1 say it's good news for anyone who eats. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus Plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.